Well, good morning. What, should I put this other one on? No? Yes. Oh, kids are, yeah, kids can go. It's okay. When I started to prepare my sermon, Phil asked me to preach, and am I echoing, Ben? You gonna fix that? Okay. So I started to prepare the lectionary passage for today, which let's see where it is here. It's in the beginning of Luke, okay? We'll get there. And then Phil sent me an email a week later saying, oh, Rick's going to be on peace. So I thought to myself, well, how can I make this about peace? When you think of peace, you often think of Christmas, don't you? Typical Christmas greeting is peace to you and your family. Jesus' birth was a promise of peace on earth. The dictionary defines peace as freedom from disturbance, quiet, tranquility. Freedom from or a cessation of war or violence. What does Jesus mean by peace? He said, as Brad quoted earlier, "My peace I leave you, my peace I give you. I do not give you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid." When I was a student at Monroe Community College, the student government would often have themes each week they wanted the students to think about. They asked each student group to put together and help with that theme. So the InterVarsity chapter at MCC decided that we were going to have a book table and Bible studies, and a campaign plastering flyers all over campus. So we designed a flyer with a large dove on it with an olive leaf in its beak. And below that dove, we put the passage here in John chapter 14, verse 27. And we wanted to help each student think about peace with God for mental health. Our book table had literature on it about finding peace with God. Our Bible studies looked at John chapter 14. If you turn with me to John chapter 14 in your Bibles, you'll notice that this is in a very interesting place in the Gospels. Jesus in John chapter 13 had washed the disciples' feet. And after he got done washing the disciples' feet, a bunch of the disciples started asking him questions. It's really a rare time when disciples have enough courage to ask Jesus questions, and it's recorded here. If you look with me in 14, chapter, verse 22, starting verse 27, sorry. Starting at verse 22. Then Judas, not Judas Iscariot, said, "But Lord, why do you intend to show yourself to us and not to the world?" Jesus replied, "Anyone who loves me will obey my teaching. My Father will love them, and I will come to them and make our home with them. Anyone who does not love me will not obey my teaching. These words you hear are not my own. They belong to the Father who sent me. All this I have spoken still while with you, but an advocate, the Holy Spirit, will come from the Father and will send in my name and will teach you all things and remind you of everything I have said to you. Peace I leave you. My peace I give you. I do not give as the world gives, but let not your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. You heard me say, I am going away, and I'm coming back to you. If you love me, you will be glad that I'm going to the Father, and the Father, for the Father is greater than I. I have told you now before it happens, so that when it does happen, you will believe. I will not say much more to you, for the prince of this world is coming. He has no hold on me, but he comes so that the world may learn that I love the Father and do exactly what the Father has commanded me to do. Come now, let us leave. Jesus tells the disciples the plan. What's going to happen? Judas asks him an honest question. But Lord, why do you intend to show yourself to us and not to the world? Jesus answered and said, anyone who loves me will obey my teaching. My Father will love them, and we will come to them and make their home with us. God will make his home with you. If you love Jesus and obey Jesus, the God of the universe will come and make his home with you. How does that work? Jesus says, the advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father had sent in my name, will teach you these things, remind you of all the things that I have said to you. Peace I leave you, my peace I give. I do not give as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. Jesus said, you heard me say, I am going away, and I'm coming back. And Jesus reveals the plan. Jesus is going away. Jesus is going to suffer and die on the cross and be resurrected from the dead. If you love me, you'll be glad that I'm going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. If you love me, you'll be glad. Are you glad? Are you glad that Jesus obeyed God to the cross? Jesus said, I've told you this so that when it happens, you will believe. Why does Jesus not show himself to the world? So that when it happens, you will believe. Peace is gained by knowing what the outcome is going to be. That God is greater and that God is in charge. Back at Monroe Community College, in my biology class, it was a huge class in a lecture hall that was tiered from one floor down to another floor. My professor would darken the room and write meticulous notes on an overhead projector. I'm nearsighted, so I sat in the second row with two other students named Gary and Lori. We were friendly. We were being friends, we'd help each other with our schoolwork, but I struggled to tell them that I was a Christian. As I manned the book table for InterVarsity, both of them walked by separately and did not stop. You know, I felt to myself, well, the gig is up, they know now, and I no longer have any friends. A little bit while later, I was putting up some of those posters with that dove on it, and they both walked by separately. And they stopped, and they did talk to me. And they asked me questions about why I was at the book table, and then they started to open up and talk to me about their lives. I explained to them that God brings peace, peace of mind. To be honest with you, it was a little bit awkward. I'd only been a Christian for about 6 months at the time, and I didn't know that much, really. But our friendship continued. Even in class, they came, they sat next to me in the second row, and we helped each other with our schoolwork. Over the course of the semester, I had an occasion to speak with them outside of class, and it seemed to happen when I was putting up posters for InterVarsity. I felt like I didn't have a lot to give to them, but I did the best I could to help them, for they were dealing with massive life decisions they were making. It was hard, Sometimes it's hard to be us, to be representative of God. And I prayed. I prayed for them, and I prayed for peace. Our job is to love God and to obey him. It's God's job to be with us, to give us the words to say, and to help us find peace. Could you imagine being Mary, the mother of God? How about Mary's parents, or her siblings, or her fiancé? What would it be like if the angel did not come and tell Mary what would happen to her? How would that feel? How would her parents deal with that? What would her fiancé do? Turn with me and look at Luke chapter 1, verse 26 to 38. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel sent by an angel to the city of Galilee near Nazareth, to a virgin bestowed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, a virgin whose name Mary. He came to her and said, "Hail, O favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at saying and considered in her mind what sort of greeting this might be. And the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will receive in your womb and bear a son. Conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall be called him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom there will never end." And Mary said to the angel, "How shall this be, since I have no husband?" And the angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child will be born, will be a holy Son of God. And behold, your kinsman Elizabeth, in her old age, has conceived a son, and is in her sixth month. With her, who had been barren. For with God, nothing is impossible." And Mary said, "Behold, I am a maidservant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her. Mary was at peace because she knew what was going to happen. And she had a person to share that with who would understand and believe. That's why the angel told her about Elizabeth and why she immediately went to visit her. It's important to have people you can share with and who understand. Peace, therefore, is knowing that God is in charge and will work it out for the good to those who love God and are called according to his purpose. Peace is knowing that God is in charge, and he will work it out to those who love him and are called according to his purpose. Do you want peace? Love God and obey him. The first part may seem easy. Sure, we love God, right? But do we obey God? Sometimes I don't, right? Sometimes I don't. That's the challenge for us as Christians. Crawl back, say, "Hey, God, I love you, and I will obey you." At the end of my freshman year, Gary and Lori, through other people, made a commitment to accept Jesus as their Savior and their Lord. They continued to call me a friend and became friends with God as well. God is in control and made a home in their hearts. God wants the same thing for you. It's not easy. Peace is hard. but peace is good. For God is in control and in charge and calls us to love him and to obey him. Amen. And I'm supposed to light this candle down. Did you leave the lighter? Down below. A secret spot. Sorry. This Christmas, remember that God's in charge. And what God wants us to do is to love him and to obey him. And he'll work everything out. My friend Lori and Gary became Christians. Your friends, your family will too. We light this candle to remember that Christ's love is in us because he's made a home in us. And will be with us forever. And that's God's promise. Amen. I'll put this in a secret spot. Thank you, God, for this day, for your presence with us today, for your love for us, for you first loved us so that we can love you. We give you this Christmas with our families and our friends, that, again, your love would shine in our hearts, that we'd be your witnesses here and throughout the edge of the world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.